일어나 그 높은 목자의 권능 주생의 영혼들에게 전하자. 이제 단에 부시시 끝이 없는 아버지 사랑 우리 일어나 성의 복음으로 세계 향해 외치자. 이제 단에 부시시 끝이 없는 아버지 사랑 일어나 손들 복음으로 세계 향해 외치자. 끝이 없는 아버지의 사랑 모두 일어나 성결 복음으로 외치세. 이제 단에 부시시 끝이 없는 아버지 사랑 모두 일어나 성결 복음으로 세계 향해 외치자. 만민 성결의 복음 만민 목자의 권능 만민 끝없는 아버지 사랑 자의 권능 전 세계 향해 외치자.
cause I just roll along. Having my ups, having my downs, having my ups and downs all the day long. When my sweet sweetie turns me down, that don't worry me, cause I just roll along, have my ups and downs. Oh, merrily we roll along, I'll say we do. Merrily we roll along, won't you come along, roll along too. Never a care, never a woe, one, two, three, come along, let's go and roll along. Having our ups, having our downs, having our ups and downs all the day long. To roll along, have my ups, have my downs, have my ups and downs all the day long. Girlfriends, boyfriends, old and new, may go away and leave me, that won't make me blue. Brothers and sisters, sweethearts too, my gloomy days are mighty few, cause I just roll, 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 roll right along, have my way up and way downs all day long. When it's a love, love affair, maybe it's red hot or ice cold, but whether it's hot or cold, I don't give a, I mean I don't care. When my sweet, sweet, sweetie turns me down, even that don't worry me, not much, cause I just roll, 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 roll right along, have my way up and way down, and all that sort of thing, you know. Thank you.
Good evening. This is WFMU. The old guys are here on Tuesday night, as I usually am. And we opened up the program this week with Vaughn DeLeith, and I Just Roll Along. It's followed by Red Norvo and his orchestra with Tom Boy. So this is Courtney. This is WFMU. This radio station has a vermin problem, and it's chronic. Well, but I suppose it's not a very flattering way to talk about the other DJs. I shouldn't say such things. Oh, can we do another take of that? This is live. Insert forgetful old man joke here. But look, I have an announcement to make, and it is neither a privilege nor an honor to bring you the news. Oh, it almost hurts me to say it. That our own Gus Bodenheim has been awarded the Radio Announcer of the Year Award for this year. Now, they do not publish the names of the nominees who did not win. But I've been told on good authority that my name was not in the top 10. This is disgraceful. And you can bet I will be filing an appeal. Anyway, can't believe I have to do this. As is customary, when such a prestigious award is given, in this case, the Radio Announcer of the Year statue, the statue is called the Stubby. I'm sure you'll find out why, the Stubby. Anyway, the winner always delivers a victory speech. So, here is Gus Bodenheim and his acceptance speech. Remember, always sift the words of a Bodenheim for the wickedness they may contain. I bet in his victory speech he doesn't even thank me. Or God. Same thing.
Gus Bodenheim here, and if I sound a little rattled, it is for two reasons. First, I have the great honor of accepting the Announcer of the Year Award from the National Association of Radio Announcers, Reporters, Advertisers, Regional Associates, and Recording Artists Representatives, or NARRRRR. Secondly, eager as I am to share with you all a few thoughts on this honor, Lola Bell has informed me that there is an expiration date on acceptance, and today is it. Now, as is widely known, Courtney himself, long covetous of this award, has been disqualified from consideration this year due to circumstances I'll refrain from mentioning. However, the crafty old coot has noted a loophole in the bylaws, allowing for reinstatement of his eligibility should I fail to officially accept the award on this very day. Say what you will, I refuse to give the codger the satisfaction, and will accept here and now. Due to mandated protocols necessitated by the Abaddon variant, I'm delivering this stemwinder from home via Voop. Yes, Voop, your trusted solution for webinars, remote learning, and intersite real-time wank partnering since mid-2020. All right, here goes. Ladies, gentlemen, and all additional categories of listening entities, as I stand here on land once occupied by the Passaicum, the Manalapanics, and the Perth Amboychiks, I am humbled, and I really mean it, no kidding, to accept with profound and admirable gratitude this prestigious token of recognition from the NARRRRR. I sincerely... Let me go off script one moment. It's just that for those of you missing the visual, the award itself is a humdinger. This is a 2-foot-high commemorative bust of inventor and radio pioneer Nathan B. Stubblefield. Handsome as he was in life, so realistic one expects him to start muttering incomprehensible complaints, the old scamp. Yeah, it's sculpted from 5% bronze, 5% iron, and 90% recycled pressure-compacted Rancho Malario ash and Mod Podge compound. I've just opened it, in fact. It arrived via media mail today, maybe a little bit scuffed and dinged. They assure me that the misspelling of my name can be corrected for a nominal surcharge, but let's face it, the stuff doesn't grow on trees, so Jussie Bodenstein it is. Anyway, back to my prepared remarks. My friends, I can only... I'm sorry, the engineer is gesticulating. Your throat, you've cut some... Okay, now you're pointing at the clock. What is this? Charades? The clock that's... Oh, seems time has run out. I'll do my speech next time. Thank you. I accept.
How dare you?
Everything on which you've got your heart set, baby, have a little dream on me. Paris in the spring, Miami in the fall, interviews and pictures in the press. What a way to speak on 20 bucks a week. Don't forget that Rockefeller started out on less. Everything we touch will turn to clover in the magic land of what's to be. But until your baby puts it over, baby, have a little dream on me.
On your merry way. you no any more funny jokes. How you gonna be sweet and you done lost your daily strokes? You stay out every night until 3:30, and when you get home, you turn your back on me. Looks like if I want to see you, I've got to send you a telegram. What kind of a woman do you think I am? Why, here you are 59 and I'm 16, full of spice. And if you want me to love you, honey, you've got to treat me nice. So let me miss you, Papa, 'cause we can't agree. And if you'll never come back, you'll be soon enough for me. I don't even want to see you on a judgment day. So call Papa beyond your very way. I mean beyond your very way.
You ain't the type. Cut out all that trash. Go out and get yourself some cash. I ain't falling for that mush. So hush. It's no sale. It is no sale. All that talk that you've been spewing. No soap. 'Cause I'm no dope. Better be on your way. Ain't got no time to play. No sale. It is no sale. If you
must hug me. Please don't bug me, no dice, and at no price. It's no dear Schlemiel, might as well change the reel. Sitting here thinking the idea grew. Everyone should have somebody, but I remember what I went through when my ever-loving baby flew the coop. So it's no sale, it is no sale. Love is just for squares and phonies. No go, 'cause I'm no schmo. All of you cats can toot while I make all the loot. It's no sale, it's no sale. Love is just for squares and phonies. No go, 'cause I'm no schmo. All of you cats can toot while I make all the loot.
That was Louis Jordan. That is Tippity Five and No Sale. Before that, Django Reinhardt. I think that was Stefan Grappelli on the fiddle. And they were doing their version of Serenade for a Wealthy Widow. That was composed by Reginald Forsythe. Can we do another take? Oh, that's right, it's live. Forsythe. Got it. Yes, the fifth time. Izzy Rheingold did Be On Your Merry Way. And Fats Waller and his rhythm would Have a Little Dream on Me. Now, Gus Bodenheim supposedly is going to complete his victory speech for the award, the Radio Announcer of the Year award that was bestowed upon him. He's going to complete his speech next week. I'm really looking forward to that. And this is Courtney Deal Codger on WFMU. Now, we have a very interesting soundtrack from a major motion picture this week. No Betty Boop, no Flippin' Der Frosch. No. Something different. We refer to this change of style as a variant. We are airing the first soundtrack from a science fiction adventure, a film adventure, at least since we aired Willy Whopper in Stratosphere. It was also science fiction. Anyway, this one is called Omicron Visits Earth. I think you're going to like it. You'll really enjoy Omicron. He has a charisma that's downright infectious. Now, besides Omicron, that's his real name, by the way. He has a sidekick, Nudnicron. Also, this major motion picture also stars. Let's see, there's Pettiford Lunegaard, noted Irish actor Edward Omami. Then there's Norman Quicksilver. In this major motion picture also, they have kind of a cameo role, but you're going to see the famous vaudeville trio of Ted, Ted, and Ted. They'd been out of work a long time. Vaudeville was dying by this time, so they had to seek work in major motion pictures just to pay the rent. Now, actually, when you see, it's a radio, you won't see them, you'll hear them. When you hear Ted, Ted, and Ted in this major motion picture soundtrack, you should know Ted was not an original member. See, Ted had died in 1947, and he was replaced by this guy named Ted. But Ted and Ted were part of the original vaudeville trio. They were wacky, but they were not zany. And they would resent it if anybody ever referred to them as zany. Those qualities are not interchangeable. Many people confuse the two. They think, oh, wacky, zany, it's the same thing. No, don't confuse them. And I am neither, okay? And finally, also making an appearance in this major motion picture is the legendary canine actor, Wile E. Coyote. At the time, he was still under contract to Warner Brothers. They loaned him out for this feature. Now, he appears in costume, so he's not really recognizable. By the way, I'm not sure if you're aware, but in the Warner Brothers major motion pictures that starred Wile E. Coyote, despite what the movie gossip columns always claimed, Coyote did not perform his own stunts. They used a stunt double. In fact, a series of stunt doubles, because many of these death-defying stunts proved fatal to the stand-ins. I mean, falling off of cliffs and being crushed by boulders and pianos and clutching sticks of Acme dynamite. Those were not props. So you had to know what you were doing, and many didn't. But anyway, here's the soundtrack for the major, it's on a 78 RPM record, for it's Omicron Visits Earth on the Okadja Radio Show.
This is a story about two little fellows from outer space. One is named Omicron. He's from Venus. Now that's a planet that spins around the sun just like our planet Earth, only closer.
Lobo Crab, Snip Dilly, I'll read.
Please don't interrupt when he's talking about me.
Snip Dilly Go.
That's the Nudnicron. His home is on the planet Jupiter, which is way, way out in space in the other direction. The only trouble with the Nudnicron is that he does not speak our language. One bright day, when no one was looking, they landed on Earth. And what a marvelous little spaceship they had. It looked something like a jet airplane, and yet it looked like a small automobile. And since the top was down, Omicron looked like he was driving a car.
All right, Nudnicron, put on the brakes. We're here.
Keep up, Billy Ann.
We made it.
And indeed they had, right on the roof of a house just like yours.
Now remember, Nudnicron, our job is to learn all about these Earthlings and report back to Venus. Now follow me. No, this way!
And instead of following Omicron, the Nudnicron turned and stepped off the edge of the roof and fell down, right into a window washer's bucket of water.
Wow! How do they expect me to wash the windows if they keep throwing eggs in my water?
Spoke the man standing next to the bucket. Presently, Omicron came running up to him.
Hey, did you throw the egg in my bucket of water?
Nudnicron!
Well, what do you know? A talking egg!
No, he just looks like one. Now get him out of that water!
Okay, hold still, little egg.
Oh, hurry! He might melt!
There he is! He bit me!
Oh, you silly Nudnicron! I knew I shouldn't have brought you with me.
If I didn't see it with my own eyes, I wouldn't believe it. An egg with teeth.
Well, the Nudnicron didn't melt, and he and Omicron started walking in toward the city. As Omicron and Nudnicron reached the busy city...
Be careful now. Turn on your suction shoes and we'll walk up the side of this building.
Lifto, lobo, filio, yellow.
And that's exactly what they did.
Now don't slip.
Then...
Here's an open window. After you, Nudnicron.
Merci.
And as they stepped in off the windowsill, Omicron and Nudnicron were on a large counter. And if they could read Earthling writing, they'd have realized they were in the toy department of a department store. And maybe they wouldn't have stayed. But, too late.
Mommy,
Mommy, buy me that.
What's that, honey?
That little green man and the egg.
All right, dear.
Good, Negron, let's get out of here.
Sir, would you wrap that green man and the toy egg, please?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I will.
Uh-huh.
There we are.
Deliver it, please. Our address is 2936 Westmont Drive, Clinton.
Suddenly, Omicron and the Nudnicron found themselves in a delivery truck. They were very quiet. Then...
We're being lifted out. Why, someone is taking us somewhere.
Hello there, Sonny.
Hello.
Here's your toy from the department store.
Oh, boy. I can't wait to open it.
All right, good. Now's our chance. We're free. Friend.
Yellow.
Hey, come back here.
Friend, Nudnicron. Look, this is the place we landed. The Atomicron is over that way.
Rubbly. Ripto-billy-o.
Come back.
There goes that egg that bit me. Stop them.
Come on, Nudnicron. Hop in. Start the rocket.
Yellow.
Hurry.
And with inches to spare, they made it. Just as the boy and the window washer were about to scoop them up, they blasted off into space. I guess from what happened to them, they feel our planet is a pretty scary place to be. Maybe someday they'll come back so we can show them how nice it really is. Keep looking. They might stop in to see you next time.
You never know about Omicron.
And the Nudnicron.
And I guess you never do.
Start worrying about the mule going blind. Just sit tight and hold that line. Don't worry about the cow being poor. Just drink that milk and ask for more. Don't you worry about that mule, 'cause he ain't going blind. Don't you worry about that mule, baby, you just hold that line. Don't you worry about that mule, 'cause you know he ain't no fool. Don't you worry about that mule, mama, you just keep cool. Some flying high, some flying low, somebody's got to go. You know that I know that he know that they knows. Baby, you better take it slow. Don't you worry about that mule, 'cause he ain't going blind. Don't you worry about that mule, mama, keep it cool.
And take it slow, don't you worry about that mule, 'cause he ain't going blind. The mule's been to school, he ain't no fool, so sit on your stool and don't worry about the mule.
not even a kiss since we met. You just won't love me, but I don't care, for I will get you yet. You can stop me from kissing you. You can stop me from cuddling too. You can say no, no, honey, that's all right, but I'll get even with you tonight, 'cause you can't stop me from dreaming. You can stop me from holding hands. Make me listen to your commands. You can say no, no, honey, that's all right, but I'll get even with you tonight, 'cause you can't stop me from dreaming. From 1 o'clock till 9, I'll dream you're mine. I'll steal a kiss. Now look what you're gonna miss. You can stop me romancing you. You're the boss now, but I'm not through. You can turn me down, honey, that's all right, but I'll get even with you tonight, 'cause you can't stop me from dreaming. That's all right, but I'll get even with you tonight, 'cause you can't stop me from dreaming. I want to get you cheek to cheek. Want to show you my new technique. You can say no, no, honey, that's not right, but I'll have you on me own tonight, 'cause you can't stop me from dreaming. For each night in the park, when it grows dark, I'll dream we're there with lots of love to spare, and we'll both sail on passion's wings. You can't stop me from thinking things. There are lots I'd teach you by hook or crew that you won't find in a kookery boo, 'cause you can't stop me from dreaming.
Well, that was the great George Formby. He also plays the ukulele along with his singing. He does the solo. It's really great. You can't stop me from dreaming. George Formby. Before that was the Mirrors Blue Rhythm Band, and they did the growl, Lionel Hampton, and his orchestra with Jivin' with Jarvis. Before that, the record was off-center. I'm terribly sorry about that. Sometimes these records are pressed off-center. I try not to bring those into the studio, but occasionally one of them slips through. So Louis Jordan and his Symphony 5 with the off-center version of Don't You Worry About That Mule. And anyway, before that, we started out with the Major Motion Picture soundtrack of the Academy Award-winning major motion picture from 1940, Omicron Visits Earth. Yeah, somebody was calling the station saying that's not a 78. Yes, it was a 78. I wouldn't lie to you very often. This is the York Hodger, Courtney T. Edison on WFMU. I'm here until 8 o'clock, here from 7 to 8 every Tuesday on WFMU. Now, it's the time of year. Of course, it's the holidays coming up. And it's time of year for whimsy. That's right, whimsy. And Junita Bodenheim, as you're about to hear, has the commercial angle on whimsy. And she's going to tell you all about it in a moment, just a second. You know, I realize there's only one letter different, okay, between whimsy and whiskey. That's right. You know, I never thought about it until Rummy Delbarton called it to my attention. He was just making small talk, which he does too often. It's really annoying. He gets preoccupied by trivia, and he forgets the big stuff. So I told Rummy, you know, the empire, the industrial empire that Rummy Delbarton controls, he should be more concerned about the biosecurity levels at the Delbarton Virology Lab. I told him maybe it's not a good idea to allow his staff to smoke cigars at the Delbarton Respiratory Clinic. And Rummy said it wasn't a problem because they had no patience. The place recently failed a state inspection. Rummy is asking around for the correct person he can bribe to certify the facility. Rummy doesn't use the word bribe. It refers something about financial incentives or eleemosynary contribution to a good cause. He's always preoccupied with semantics. He's open to ignoring the big picture. Well, what's the difference between a lovable eccentric and a crazy person? $1 billion, that's what. Anyhow, Rummy is the richest man in Babylon, I swear. Oh, so anyway, here's Eunita Bodenheim, and she's going to tell us all about the seasonal whimsy that you need to know when you go shopping for gifts for your loved ones and the rest of those people.
The magic of the Yule season brings endless joy, but with the stress of holiday shopping, joy may so quickly turn to dread. Perhaps your husband's Christmas list is cause for marital concern, and a chorus of talking dolls haunts your dreams. Or are you in terror of making another fatal mistake with your hard-to-please in-laws? Well, worry no more about the safety ratings of salad shooters or finding a tasteful gag gift that doesn't employ toilet humor. This year, watch the looks on your family's faces when you surprise them with the gift of whimsy from Winnetta's Whimsy Shed. It's all things whimsy. No need to become an expert in raspberry collectibles, the intricacies of fish keeping, or the extreme macrame arts. You'll be sure to find a one-of-a-kind special something for all of them at Winnetta's Whimsy Shed. And don't forget Grandma. Winnetta's has a special Silver Citizen whimsy discount for the over 70 crowd, with government-issued ID and proof of address. The magic of the Yule season brings endless joy. But with the stress of holiday shopping, joy may so quickly turn to dread. Perhaps your husband's Christmas list is cause for marital concern, and a chorus of talking dolls haunts your dreams. Or are you in terror of making another fatal mistake with your hard-to-please in-laws? Well, worry no more about the safety ratings of salad shooters or finding a tasteful gag gift that doesn't employ toilet humor. This year, watch the looks on your family's faces when you surprise them with the gift of whimsy from Winnetta's Whimsy Shed. It's all things whimsy. No need to become an expert in raspberry collectibles, the intricacies of fish keeping, or the extreme macrame arts. You'll be sure to find a one-of-a-kind special something for all of them at Winnetta's Whimsy Shed. And don't forget Grandma. Winnetta's has a special Silver Citizen whimsy discount for the over 70 crowd, with government-issued ID and proof of address. Secure unconditional love from your furry friends with bundles of beribboned whimsy for pets. Overseas adventurers and armchair travelers alike will love Winnetta's ethnic whimsy wall. Artisanal items hand-fashioned by certified orphans and exotic ragamuffins. Got your little ragamuffins in tow? Look for Winnetta's whimsy nook in the back of the shop. A cheerful hands-on crawl space just brimming with whimsy, designed for tots by tots. Under constant supervision by youth on loan from the Delbarton High School for Healing and Automotive Arts. Planning a festive holiday fondue and key party? Leave some room for whimsy. It adds sparkle and allure to any festive occasion. If the holidays have left your pocketbook a little light, Winnetta's Bargain Bin includes both remaindered and expired whimsy at cut-rate prices. It may not look as fresh, but like a strong cheese, it's sure to delight your intrepid friends and relations. 9 out of 10 doctors agree. Most Americans in the lower 48 states, Puerto Rico, and the French suffer from an absence of whimsy. So if you're down in the dumps, maybe all you need is some new whimsy. Put on a girdle and treat yourself. You deserve it. This year, don't shop till you drop. Just stop by Winnetta's Whimsy Shed. You'll find a world of whimsy you'll never want to leave.
Lazy day, where spring and summer meet. Lazy day, within a woodland sweet, my way I'll be wending, spending a lazy day. Lazy day, a day to drift and dream, let me stray, where water lilies gleam, neath the willows bending. lazy day, lazy day. Through green fields I want to roam under a friendly sky. Green fields whispering of home and happy days gone by. Lazy day, beside the only one far away, where we can watch the sun o'er the hills descending, ending a lazy day. The city streets no longer lure me, the town just doesn't look its best. There's only one thing that can cure me, a real day of rest. Lazy day, when spring and summer meet. Lazy day, within a woodland sweet, my way I'll be wending, spending a lazy day. Lazy day, a day to drift and dream. Let me stray where water lilies gleam neath the willows bending, spending a lazy day. Through green fields I want to roam under a friendly sky. Green fields whispering of home and happy days gone by. Lazy day, beside the only one far away, where we can watch the sun or the hills descending, ending a lazy day.
It's not the weather or time of the year, it's not the things that I see or I hear, it's only you who can make me feel this way. It's not the buds that I see on the trees, it's not the birds and it can't be the bees, it's only you who can make me feel this way. When you're near, my sky is clear, the whole world is gay and in tune. Snow may fall, but you recall the infinite magic of June. It's not the things that I see in the street, it's not my friends, though they're all pretty sweet. It's only you who can make me feel this way. I needn't be in Ceylon or on the great rock of Gibraltar. I needn't rest on a western isle. No time or clime, though sublime, could ever conceivably alter my strange idea that heaven is here. It's not the fireflies that glow in the dark, it's not the lovers that walk in the park, it's only you who can make me feel this way. It's not my momentary freedom from debt, it's not the BBC fee that I get, it's only you who can make me feel this way. Though my band can't understand, I'm with them, each rhythm I start. Night and day, each time I play, it's you who are swinging my heart. It's not a speech by a Tory MP, it isn't even a victory V. It's only you who can make me feel this way.
Thank you.
such a great adventure. Learn to live it as you go. No one in the world can censure what we do here below. Don't save your kisses, just pass them around. You'll find my reason is logically sound. Who's going to know that you passed them around 100 years from today? Why crave a penthouse that's fit for a queen? You're nearer heaven on Mother Earth's green. If you had millions, what would they all mean 100 years from today? So laugh and sing, make love the thing, be happy while you may. There's always one beneath the sun who's bound to make you feel that way. The moon is shining, and that's a good sign. Cling to me closer and say you'll be mine. Remember, darling, we won't see it shine 100 years from today. 100 years from today. Remember, darling, we won't see it shine 100 years from today. 100 years from today.
There we finish out the show with Ethel Waters singing 100 years from today. Before that, Noel Coward and It's Only You. Ruth Edding sang Lazy Day. And thanks to Jonita Bodenheim for the plug for Juanetta's Whimsy Shed. We'll be hearing about more whimsy in the weeks to come as we lead up to Christmas. This is the Old Codger Courtney. I'll be back next week. I'm sure we'll have part two of the insufferable Gus Bodenheim's victory speech. Right? Just tuning in now, Gus won the award for the Radio Announcer of the Year award. So he only gave half of his speech earlier in the program. He ran out of time. Anyway, I miss Fabio. Whatever happened to him? I wonder. I mean, I don't suppose he's still hosting a radio show on WFMU. I mean, even a station that's famous for bad music has a threshold for what its listeners can bear. The Geneva Protocols are still in effect, are they not? Anyway, I'll be back next week. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. In New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Maury's Coney Island.
We'll be right back.